Good evening, and welcome to the Facts at Evening Market Recap. Today is Monday, April 1st, 2024. U.S. equities closed mostly lower, though off worse levels, in fairly uneventful Monday trading. The Dow finished down 0.61%, S&P 500 down 0.20%, NASDAQ finished up 0.11%, and the Russell 2000 finished down 1.02%. Today's weaker session came after the S&P last Thursday capped a fifth straight month of gains and its fifth advance of the last six quarters. Today, rate-sensitive utilities and REITs came under pressure. Other underperformers included biotech, medtech, banks, home builders, asset managers, machinery, road and rail, building materials, housing-related retail, and media. Big tech was mixed. Google had a good session, but Apple still flagged as source of funds. Outperformers included energy, semis and semi-caps, industrial and precious metals, casinos, and China tech. Treasuries saw notable pressure with a bit of curve steepening, but saw the biggest daily yield move for the 10-year since mid-February. Dollar index was up 0.4%, gold finished up 0.8%, pushing farther into record territory, but ending off best levels. Bitcoin futures were down 2.2%, but ended off worse levels, and WTI crude settled up 0.6%. It's been a very quiet session to start April and Q2, though there are a few moving pieces in view coming out of the long holiday weekend, including momentum, growth, and tech outperformance after lagging in March and last week as breadth improved. At the same time, a number of cyclical and value plays are on the defensive following their recent outperformance. Treasuries are under pressure despite largely in-line core PCE inflation and Powell comments from last Friday. However, today's ISM manufacturing print was supportive of both a firmer growth backdrop and concerns that the disinflation path will be choppy. Pretty quiet elsewhere, though corporate buyback blackouts have been another widely discussed near-term overhang. In macro news, ISM manufacturing unexpectedly moved into expansion, snapping a 16th-month streak of contradictory readings in March. The key new orders index also moved into expansion, though prices also increased. The report commentary leaned positive, highlighting expectations for a strong second quarter and solid demand. Initial takeaways noted that the report is positive for growth, but hawkish for equities. The big economic focus will be on labor data this week. February's JOLTS jobs opening report hits on Tuesday, along with February factory orders. ADP private payrolls and final U.S. services PMI out on Wednesday. Initial claims out on Thursday, followed by the March employment report on Friday. The Street is looking for a 200,000 increase in non-farm payrolls. It's going to be a big week of Fed speak as well, with Bowman, Williams, Mester, and Daly on Tuesday, Bowman, Goolsbee, Powell, Barr, and Kugler on Wednesday, Barkin, Goolsbee, Mester, Musilem, and Kugler on Thursday, and Barkin, Logan, and Bowman on Friday. Weekend Press featured a flurry of AI-related headlines, including a report that Microsoft and OpenAI are planning a data center project with a $100 billion supercomputer. In addition, Microsoft today announced that they will separate their Teams and Office offerings in a bid to avoid antitrust issues. UPS won USPS air cargo business from FedEx, though both stocks down. AT&T provided details of a data release onto the dark web. Baxter International was boosted by an FDA approval for its Novum IQ large volume infusion pump. Japan's Nippon Steel said that they're not considering options to its planned purchase of U.S. Steel and are negotiating with the United Steelworkers Union to secure their support for the deal. Elanco Animal Health reached a settlement with activist Ancora that will give the fund two seats on the company's board. Citigroup will lay off 430 employees in New York across units. Trump Media and Technology dropped below its IPO price after SEC filings showed $58 million in 2023 losses. Ballard Power Systems was today's biggest gainer, finishing up 17.6% after it signed a long-term supply agreement with Solaris Bus & Coach. Cameco finished up 7.9% after Goldman Sachs initiated it at a buy, noting the company's significant role in the uranium and nuclear fuel value chain. InterDigital finished down 8.6% following a downgrade from Bank of America Securities, citing valuation and risks from a high dependence on cell phone royalty growth. Universal Health Services, which finished down 4%, cautioned on an adverse jury verdict that ordered its direct subsidiary, Pavilion Behavioral Health, to pay $535 million in compensatory and punitive damages for claims of negligence and misrepresentation. In earnings news, Semtech revenue beat with the market upbeat on AI commentary and EBITDA guidance well above. Oxford Industries missed, guided below, and caught a downgrade at Citi. Tomorrow pre-open brings earnings reports from Paychex, while post-close we'll hear from Cal Maine Foods and Dave & Buster's. That's it for this evening's FactSet Evening Market Recap. Thanks for listening, and have a good night.